What's up, our brolos?
Yo!
Starting it with our new official name for anyone that is listening or watching, or I don't know, can you do anything else other than that?
Listening, watching. Feeling.
Feeling
the Brothers Uncovered podcast.
Yeah,
it's
Brothers Uncovered.
Let's give you a quick insight. We're technically recording this on the same day as we did last week's episode.
Yeah.
Because obviously, look, let's be honest, it's holiday times. Everyone's going away. We're a little bit busy.
Yeah.
So Ash, after last week's MBE, still has cinnamon.
There's cinnamon
microphone.
All over my mic.
I told you, because you've, weirdly enough, never done the
never
cinnamon
done it.
Challenge.
It just like, it's in your mouth and then it just comes out straight away.
I thought you could have worded that like so much better.
How could I have worded it?
Well, I went to eat the cinnamon and it just like blew out.
It's very hard to word.
Can I just say this? How natural did it sound when Perry said, "Oh, welcome, Brolos"?
Yeah,
I feel like we should just lock that in as the official name of the Brothers Uncovered community.
Brolos really works. I thought I was going to have to sit on that for about a week, and like we said, it's the same day. But that's so nice.
Also, Brolos, just chucking it out there, random thought, it's kind of like we always tell our stories about our low points. So it's like,
Brolos.
Our Brolos.
It's quite poetic. Can I quickly throw out there, by the time people are watching, listening to this, we would have done our big diversity studio show.
Because anyone who doesn't know, obviously diversity's got a studio.
We've got diversity.
Tell everyone what diversity studio is called.
Right, so it's called Diversity Studio.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like anyone in the dance world, like dance mums or like dance kids or dance students know sort of like what the productions at a dance school are like. They are like, I don't know, it's what you work towards, right? Mm. It means so much. Like it solidifies all the work you've been doing throughout the year. And even for us as teachers, right? You get to know all the students. You've got like 400 students at Diversity Studio. And it's nuts.
It's
and
hard.
People always ask us, don't they? Do diversity teach or are we in the show? Yeah, 100%.
Double tick to both of those.
Love it, man.
Yeah.
Love
it. You know, the funny thing is, because we do it for a living and this is what we do now, it's intense, but we're used to it.
Yeah, it's
you
true.
Put like all the kids under the same pressure, and they every single time they step up, and it's just like
they will.
And that's actually that's a skill in itself, I think, learning to be part of that and be part of a team.
Definitely,
and,
bro.
You know, and perform at that level and put your all in and really be dedicated. I think it's something to be proud of.
The most rewarding thing is to be on stage with the students that we've taught and seeing them sort of like be out in front of a crowd of 1,000, 1,500 people and just. Like killing it as the next generation of diversity, because it only feels like yesterday that we were on BGT, and so to see like all of like the next gen up there, I don't know, I love it.
Feels like yesterday we was on BGT, and today my arthritis is playing up. So
exactly,
it's good as the next gen.
You, Pill, talking about like the kids growing up at the studio, bro. Think about DV back in the day. You were like a proper fanboy. Like remember when you actually like came into the group and you were doing, and we were rehearsing a couple of years after you joined, and we were like, "Cool, that old set that we did, boys. Let's try and bring back that piece of choreography." And we couldn't remember it. But you did.
But
and we were like,
before
one minute.
He was even there,
You weren't even in the group
yet. I
weren't even
a member of the group.
I love that.
Do you want to know my fun fact? This is, when I used to, I'd be in school and I hadn't joined the group. I hadn't even started a dance lesson. But I guess was just reaching out for some kind of popularity. Would YouTube diversity and any little random shows that popped up. And I'd get people to gather around. And I didn't even know your names, but I'd give everyone fake names and pretend that I knew you. Yeah. So I'd be like, listen... Don't catch Jonathan on a sad day.
Jonathan!
Don't catch Jonathan on a sad day. And I'd be like, yeah, he's really... Mark's lovely.
Mark's a great
guy. Mark's really nice.
Yeah, Mark and Mike.
I'd be like, they're brothers.
Because you found diversity, obviously you watched us on YouTube, but
I first see you in a shopping centre because your mum used to do the fashion shows, in shopping centres. You might have seen them, actually. And I was just walking by one day. See you guys performing and was like, yo,
that's it.
And I hadn't been to a class before. I never thought I wanted to dance. I think I was walking around that shopping centre in a football kit.
You know what I mean?
I think I was in that era trying to find some kind of hobby.
And then you came to class, I remember, and you did not talk.
For two years you didn't talk.
You was literally mute for about 2 years.
Joel tried to speak to me a lot.
I used to try to speak to him every week. I'd be like, oh, because you're naturally talented. I'd be like, oh my God, hell, that's sick. And you used to just nod and walk off.
It's weird now I look back because I see Joel as so much older.
Joel was
in a bright blue school uniform.
Yeah, I was in my school uniform as well.
That is nuts.
Which is really funny.
You were like
and
Groot.
And
you had one word, didn't you? You just like, I love it, bro.
Odd noises.
Came out your shell, and then the rest is history.
Now we can't shut him up. He's on a podcast.
Exactly.
This is us, guys. We are Brothers Uncovered. We should have said that together.
Yeah, we could have, but
we are.
But we didn't.
Brothers.
Should we swear on his life?
Yeah, let's swear.
We are Brothers okay. Uncovered.
We swear on Perry's life.
I thought the we was the... I thought you was actually...
No, here we go, the oath. 3, 2.
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or vanity.
I wouldn't say morals or values. Vanity. No, values. Oh. I just become a Mormon on the podcast. Okay, listen, we're in the thick of it now. School holidays, but just holiday season in general. Everyone's starting to go away. Now, I'm going to chuck it out there. I know you guys know this about me already. Not a big fan of holidays.
Yeah,
I think they are way more stressed than they were.
You're about to get a real negative tone.
No, it's not negative. Do you know what? I think it's a tone that people don't talk about and everyone just acts like holidays are purely positive, and they're not. They're stressed to organise, okay?
Agreed.
Secondly, this day and age now, gone are the days when you could go away as a whole family and it'd be reasonable within budget. Holidays are so ridiculously expensive now. Just like, and I mean, if you just go down the normal route, I'm not talking about you hunt a bargain, you manage to get cheaper flights, you end up like, and you really luck out. I'm just talking on the average scale, flights and accommodation and then anything you want to do away, holidays are stupidly expensive, especially if you've got a family. Mm-hmm. If there's like you, your partner, a couple of kids, mm-hmm. like a whole family's gone away. Mate, that's...
It's actually
stupid.
It's mad expensive.
It's stupid. And then if you've got young children, just chucking it out there now,
yeah.
I think that as the parents, you kind of have to accept you're going away for the kids. Because you're just parenting in the sun.
Keep going, Dr. Doom and Gloom. What else?
Keep
going with a list of cons, because I feel like we may add the pros.
Yeah,
so you keep going for the cons.
I don't feel like I go on holiday, mm-hmm. like as a family with like 3 young children, and come back and go, oh, I'm refreshed. I come back and I will say this, you great memories, the kids have had a wicked time, and I think I love that. But I feel like I get back from a holiday and go, oh, I need a break.
Okay, so your summary of that is stressful, expensive, exhausting parenting in the sun.
But you make great memories. So add that on.
Great memories.
Great memories.
Okay.
For the kids.
I will say that firstly, when most people are booking a holiday, I understand what you're trying to say with the stress, but it's exciting.
No, 100%. I agree with that. Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. I do.
Pricing, I will stand with you on.
Ridiculous.
Pricing is crazy.
Ridiculous.
And I'm sorry, holidays during school holiday times is insane.
No, I'm not joking. If you look the week before, it's sometimes three times the price to go. Obviously, it's supply and demand. Of course, that's the way it's going to work. But I'm like, when you can literally see it in black and white, it jumps by like 3 times.
Me and Jules have a break from Kiss Breakfast when the school holiday starts because of Jules' kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So I pay those prices. I think, apologies. Jesus Christ. Yeah, this is my time to rant, actually.
Yeah,
what
get
the
it
fuck?
Out, Bill.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's crazy. I actually see those prices and I'm like, yo, maybe I just need to...
You know, when someone says something they haven't said, but they've been thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
All that was.
And I pay those prices.
Yeah, that's just a full truth joke. Yeah. But no, pricing is wild. But the holiday itself, surely it's the other stuff overrides that.
Like what?
Just being away with your family.
I'll give you a list of pros.
Go on.
Fanta Lemon.
Brap.
I agree.
Fanta Lemon on holiday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. You've said Fanta Lemon.
Yeah, I know, because it deserves to be said. It deserves to be said more than once.
Yeah, okay.
Are you going all inclusive?
A buffet.
I love buffets.
Are you a buffet?
Honestly, all right, let me just chuck this out there. Every negative thing I've said is overtaken by a buffet. Now, some people go, it's the same food every night. I will, listen.
You need that on a t-shirt.
Oh, what's that?
Every negative thing I've said is overtaken by a buffet.
I love a buffet. I cannot explain
how much I love.
I went to this place. It was in...
Basildon?
No. It wasn't Basildon. It was more exotic than that. Okay.
No, because his favourite buffet is in Basildon.
Yeah, Aroma.
Aroma.
And I think they haven't changed their price. For £5, they give you a little Tupperware thing. You just go and then fill it up from the buffet.
Yeah.
I used to hear it.
I've got a fear of buffets.
Really?
Don't like them at all. I don't like the...
You've got a buffet phobia?
I've got a buffet phobia.
What is it about buffets you don't like?
I get really anxious standing up.
Okay.
I get really anxious like standing up and feeling like people are watching you. And then just the thought of like everyone in each other's food.
Just touching, really freaks me out.
Because I've seen like people like lift an egg at breakfast and one flops off and then they've not even touched their hands. But I just hear it.
Like people have just been like moving
food.
Yeah, I understand.
It freaks me out.
No, me neither. But we generally agree that a buffet is a positive of a
I'm
holiday,
saying on
right?
holiday, actually, it's the only time love where buffets. I'm just like, okay, yeah. no, this is love great.
Them. Hear me out on this one, because it's a little left. But you know when you get sand on your feet in the beach? You know when you wash it off, how satisfying that feels?
When you wash it off.
Yeah, when it's gone.
When you just like wash it.
That's
like,
one thing. I hate the beach.
Really? You hate the beach?
Hate the beach.
It's a bit sandy, yeah. Isn't it?
Way too sandy.
Okay.
9 times out of 10, for some reason, depending where you are, because I'm used to like, oh, you expect a breeze. When you don't get a breeze on a beach, it's like a sun trap on a beach. You're roasting. Hot, sweating, sat on sand.
Yeah.
I hate the beach.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really like the beach. I got a fear of pedalos.
Okay. Let's dissect that.
Why? I always feel like if you're on a pedalo in the sea, it just feels vulnerable, no? Like if you're on a boat, you feel strong. Yeah. But a pedalo, and then it comes, you get the slide, and you just plop off into the sea, just thinking, I'm going to have a nice swim. And then you realise you're scared of the ocean. No? You don't have that?
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
But I think pedalos are scary. Don't like them.
Yeah. No,
and then you also drift.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't recommend doing long distances on a pedalo when you say in the middle of the sea.
Yeah, not in
no
the middle.
No one's asking you to go from Europe to Africa on a pedalo. No. But I
don't go any further out. Then what's your limit? Like if you're on the beach, where'd you go up to? Like I kind of don't tend to go past hip height in the sea.
What? What do you mean?
The hell?
Maybe if I'm feeling fruity. No, sorry,
fruity?
Not fruity. Sorry, that's the wrong word. If I'm if I'm feeling adventurous, maybe chest.
I feel like them two now.
Polar opposite words.
Yeah.
Like I'll go to my hip. If I'm feeling adventurous, I might just go to my chest. But I'd say that I don't go any deeper than that. People swim out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get to the level where like I'll try and get as deep as I can and then I can't go lower because my ears will explode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, what?
Whoa, that's
you know
deep,
when you know when your ears start to hurt? When you go to...
Bro, that's deep.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You know, it's in the same place where I said I had the best buffet ever in Cape Verde.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the name of the place. The name of the hotel, something like Ryu or Rue or... I think it might be like Rue Palace or something.
Yeah, why do I remember that?
It was always performing, right? Cape Verde.
I went back to the same place.
You went back there.
Let me tell you something about holidays. Yeah.
You're a creature of habit too.
For a little period, a little period of time, every time I went on holiday, I ended up having a kid. And I don't mean holiday romance, I mean on the way back. Yeah. So in 2017, Warren from Diversity got married in Mexico. We went to Mexico, came back, found out I was having my first child.
Yeah.
So, whoa. The next year, I went to Cape Verde.
Yeah.
Yeah. Came back. Landed back, the day I landed back, my wife was like, oh, I think I want to take a test. Bang. Pregnant.
Really?
We went on our honeymoon, came back from our honeymoon. In the airport, we stopped over in, is it Doha?
Yeah.
Doha? We stopped, we was there. I was in the queue for KFC, right? She went, I want to go get a test because I'm a bit late and I've got a sneaky feeling. I went, God. And then when you got, you said, and this happened all three times that we found out that we were pregnant or we were having a baby. I don't know why did I say we were pregnant? She was pregnant and we were having a baby, right? Every single time, that all three were surprises, right? So I'm standing in the queue at KFC and it was like across the terminal. She's going into the bathroom. She's walked out of the toilet and just stopped and just stared at me from literally about 100 foot away as I'm about to order my food. And I just looked at her face and I thought, I've lost my appetite.
Yeah.
I mean, I cured that pretty quick. About 5 minutes later, I got my food.
Yeah.
You knew?
As soon as she walked out and made eye contact with me, I went, we're having
you knew.
Well, and I wanted like holidays, they're linked to trauma.
No, it's not trauma. I've had a kid. I'm just saying, I've got three. Every time I went on a holiday,
three surprise babies.
Three back to back babies.
It's pretty traumatic.
I want to say traumatic.
No, because no matter, you don't want to go on your next holiday. You've been saying, I can't be bothered because you're like, I'm going to end up with another kid.
Another baby. I've had a vasectomy now, so I think I'm safe.
Yeah, but I think you're that person. I say this all the time. I think you're going to have another one. I think you're going to be one of those freak accidents where the vasectomy didn't quite work.
Don't go for 14 days. Just keep it to 7.
Just keep it to 7.
Yeah, because if you go for 14, twins. It might undo the...
Okay, come on. Okay, yeah. No, I just wish twins into the...
A holiday. Twins. Oh, twins. Oh, my gosh.
Twins.
So you'd have
five kids.
I can imagine you dad of five too.
Dad of five.
That is... Well, yeah. I think holidays are quite stressful now with three kids.
I'm just throw out there. I love a holiday.
Yeah, can I just quickly?
I love it.
Chuck on. I saw something the other day. I saw a reel, and it literally gave me anxiety. It was like it was a hotel opening up literally the floodgates, and it was the rush for the sunbids. So everyone was waiting sprinting. Around the pool. It was like 8 a.m. or whatever. They just went click, and it was like. Bang. People literally were rushing, and there was a kid that ran. He belly flopped across three. He got pulled away by like literally. It was like mental.
You've hit the nail on the head. This is my point. When I say about holidays being stressful and like not relaxing, I'm talking like how many people have you spoke to? I remember Mum setting an alarm for. I'm setting an alarm for 5:30. I'll go down, put the towels out.
Yeah,
so we
yeah.
can get. So I'm like, they are just stressed. But I do. Some of my best memories are. Round the pool as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I do have wicked memories. Like, remember me used to play Matrix?
No.
Come on. we used to play Matrix.
No, I do obviously, remember. No, I do. Now he said it, I do remember.
There's nearly 5 years between me and Ash. Mm-hmm. So when he was about 15, I was about 10. And obviously there's quite a strength difference when there's a 10 and a 15-year-old. And I was quite impressionable. So Ash would say, oh, one of our favourite films is obviously Matrix. Yeah. You love Matrix, don't you? But I absolutely love Matrix. But if we go underwater, we can basically move slow motion, do the cool jumps, and get sick. So what he'd do is he'd be Neo, like and I'd be Agent Smith, who fights Neo. So I would fight a 15-year-old underwater. Has anybody ever been winded underwater? Bear in mind, you already can't breathe when you're underwater, and then a 15-year-old kicks you in the solar plexus. Ever had that? I have. Trust me, you panic. And then when you come up for air, and all you hear is, Smith! And you're like, no, I can't breathe. And you're straight back under. Literally.
It was a punch. It wasn't a kick.
But I would go up and be like, help! And he'd be like, yeah, Trinity, help! But he thinks he's a character. I'm like, no, I'm not in character. I can't breathe. So,
The way that you embellish these stories...
Okay,
that
did
is
you
not...
beat me up underwater, yes or no?
No.
What did you do?
We fought underwater.
Okay.
Yeah, so are you saying it was equal?
I'm saying that he would also be like, let's play the Matrix. And then he'd be like throwing the punches at me. I'd be dodging. And then he would hit me and I'd hit him back. That's how, like, do you know what I mean? We were playing. And then just playing
what
Matrix.
What version of events sounds more accurate to you? let's just neither one of us say anything. What version of events sounds more accurate? Mine or his? I'm 10, by the way, and he's 15.
No, I wasn't 15, I don't think.
14 and a half.
Yeah.
Based off age, Jules is probably...
Probably more accurate.
Probably more accurate, maybe. Yeah.
I slowly drowned in Lanzarote for about 5 days.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
No, but I don't think that's because of the Matrix. I think that's because you can't swim.
Okay. That felt unnecessary.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Wait.
So, yeah, I don't see what I mean about embellishing the stories. I think it's a lie because you can't swim.
Right, hang on. By the way, mister, I only go up to hip depth in water. I can walk in water.
There is a lot of... I think that's why you don't like them now.
Yeah.
There's too many stories.
I just thought that's even more embarrassing. I'm getting beaten up shallow enough that I can walk, so everyone can actually see it. It wasn't even deep. But everyone can actually, from the sides, be like, oh, that kid's getting a coat in. I was just getting beat up underwater. It's awful.
Do you want another Warren story?
Oh, go on, see?
The one fight me and Warren ever had, physical fight, was...
When did you fight?
Me and Warren, like Jules said, me and Warren were best friends when we were younger. Jules sitting in the back of the car watching us skate around the yard, right? Me and Warren would spend just like loads of time together. And me and Warren were at, were we at Gorsbrook?
Yeah, that was swimming.
Dagenham swimming pool, one of the two.
Guess
were swimming.
I was in the car waiting for him to come out. I was in the car waiting for him to come out.
I bet you had a chippy.
Yeah. Do you know what? No. I didn't have fish and chips, but I did sell chips. I was in the car with chips. Yeah. I'm literally not exaggerating. I had chips in the car. Why they went swimming. That's what happened. Yeah.
George was just anticipating that hunger that you get after swimming.
I was like, look, skip the swim. Starving. With the
chips. Straight to the chips.
With the chips.
Anyway, I was, me and Warren were playing in the pool when I was dunking Warren, and he just said what you just said. I was dunking him, and apparently I didn't realise that
He couldn't really breathe.
And it used to happen when you're dunking someone.
And then he came up, and I was like, I went, ah! And he went... Bang! It just punched me in the face. And then we fell out.
Can I just say,
and then we both
witnessed the makeup.
And then we both went to the studio afterwards.
The funniest thing I've seen.
We both went to the studio and our mums were in the office, yeah? They called us in, yeah? So I'm in the office. Warren walks in. We look up at each other. And we both just start crying.
Before even one could say sorry, they went... And I was sat in the background like pathetic.
With your chips.
Oh, Warren.
He's like, that's why I don't swim.
That's why it's safer not to swim. I won't take it back. I will say, I think as a kid, holidays are genuinely the sickest thing. Even though you're tired, getting woken up early to get down to the car.
No, as an adult, they're good too.
I just don't know. I just feel like holidays, for me, I go on holiday now way more for my kids. But to be fair, last year, so Nay's parents, they looked after our kids for a few days. Mm. And me and Nay went away as like a couple for like 2 or 3 days. Yeah. I didn't like holidays until that point. Because I don't think I've actually gone away and just switched off.
Yeah.
Because before I was with Nate, I never went on holiday. Mm. And then one of the first holidays we went on was all of us as a family.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah. And then the next one, she got pregnant. Yeah, and then it's just always been with kids.
Yeah. And that's the thing as well. There was a difference, right? Every holiday that you've described, pool, madness, all of that, that's one type of holiday. But like, take you, Pel.
I think I was probably with Jules. But that might, once again, that might be a bit of influence. If Jules like, oh, we never went away together. Really.
Yeah.
To be fair, we did go away together one time.
Big family holiday.
I went on the banjo. Family holiday, Taylor. Which I thought was a real honour. Until I got back and realised they invited me because they needed to get the cost down, which was a real shame.
Big villa.
But that was great. That was a lovely holiday.
Yeah.
But no, I would say since I've been with my girlfriend, we've just been all over the place, which is really cool.
And don't forget, I mean, you didn't just bring the cost of the villa down. You also returned with two cats, two Greek cats.
Did.
Yeah. Let's have a quick fun story. So we all went to Mykonos as a family, and in the garden of this villa was a cat. And we kept seeing this cat. We was like, oh, we'll feed it. A couple of days later, it pulls out this bush, freshly born kittens are there with it. So Ash and Perry, being the animal lovers they are, get really attached to these kittens, to the point that when we all say that we're going to leave, because it's the end of the holiday, Ash and Perry decide we can't leave these cats here, because admittedly, I think the mum, unfortunately, just get hit by a car or something. Mm. The cat died, so there's just these little kittens there. You guys are like, we're not leaving them. We're staying, and we are looking after these kittens until we can bring them home. Now, there was three kittens. Ash goes, oh, we'll take one each. I went, I am not bringing home a Greek cat.
Bear in mind, let me just add this pivot point into the story. We were about to leave. And then, you know, the guy who was looking after the villa, I said to him, oh, you know, what about the cat? He was like, oh, yeah, you know, very, very cute. When you leave, poison day.
Yeah, he said that.
And I went, what? He went, yeah, we, you know, we just... And I was like,
put poison
there. Whoa! So he's like, chill out.
Like, and then we said that to Jules. I remember being like, Jules, let's all three of us take a kitten. And his words actually were, fuck that.
Yeah.
And the taxi's outside and he gets in the taxi and then goes to the airport. And then me and Ash, we stay behind.
Right, let me clarify something here. You can't save every cat.
Okay. We could save them three.
And you did. You two saved those three. And, well, I think I made up for it, because what happened was you guys had to stay for another week, and then because you had to sort out the passports, then they wasn't allowed on certain flights, so you end up getting a ferry. Mm-hmm. Then I get a phone call. Right, I'm back at home, been home for a few days. I get a phone call from Ash. Jordan, I need a massive favour. I was like, what's up, bro? Anything you need, just tell me. I need you to come pick us up. I was like, oh, if you're asking that, I'm out in Essex. If you live in Essex, you know the deal. The one airport you don't want to go from is Heathrow. Mission. Yeah, I'm praying for Stansted. If I'm lucky, Southend. I'm like, come on, please. I go, right, what airport? No, we had to get the ferry. I was like, ferry? When is that coming? So I've got to drive top flipping Dover or something like that. Like, I've got to do that. No. It's ferry and then Eurostar. Oh, Eurostar? Like, what, you guys are going to get on the train? Yeah, but we can't physically get on the train without a car. Right, so the cats need to come back in the car. Yeah, I had to drive to France to pick them up. And I was like, when do you need picking up? Well, actually, we're there tonight. So I had to get out of bed and drive to flipping France. So I think I made up for it by driving to France.
No, he slipped that on himself. You actually, no.
That's what happened!
Yeah, no, but you're making...
I never agreed to take a cat. Then I had to go and pick him up.
That's victim mentality.
Joe, you're a good guy.
We're saving lives.
Just own it.
Okay, you were saving lives.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Where are the cats now?
They live with my nan.
Yeah.
Those cats got my nan through lockdown, so... So I'm going to put that out there.
Yeah.
My nan loves those cats. And so, she says it.
No, but I'm not surprised. She says it. Lockdown, all jokes aside, I'm not going to go into a whole lockdown thing. Lonely for a lot of people, especially if you lived on your own. I bet those cats actually did genuinely help. But didn't they, like, destroy her sofa?
Yeah,
it's worrying. So
they were a bit savage. They were a bit feral, weren't they?
Yeah. Because I moved in with my dad in lockdown.
Mm.
So then my dad, I just don't think he likes animals. So I was like, what am I going to do with
animals?
The cats? And my mum was like, I'll have them. And I was like, amazing.
Well, sorted. All right, listen. I want to ask, would you rather about holidays then?
Go on.
Okay. So we've established that I might be a bit of a negative Nelly when it comes to holidays. But I do feel like I laid my points out quite clearly.
Yeah.
I do enjoy holidays now, but without the stress.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's fair. Would you rather go on holiday every year, but someone you absolutely hate has to come with you? And I don't mean like they're in the same hotel. I mean like they're not with you every second.
Is it like a three? No.
Yeah. Okay, you go away as a three. Don't get me wrong. Like, you can go and have breakfast separately and stuff, but they're just with you. Like throughout the day, like they might meet you after meet up for lunch, or they're around the pool with you, or someone you really dislike is on holiday with you.
Yeah.
Or every time you go on holiday, you get food poisoning. Could be the first day, could be the last day, but you're getting food poisoning every time you go on holiday.
That for me, I feel no question about it. Food poisoning.
Food poisoning, really?
Especially if you could take it for the team.
But I'm talking like can't get off the toilet. Like, you know, basically it's firing out both ends.
Yeah. For the whole trip?
Could get on the first day, could get on the last. It's food poisoning bingo here.
I recently had bad food poisoning too, and it was awful.
Yeah, wasn't that Dua Lipa's fault?
That was Dua Lipa's fault, actually. Yeah, I went away. I was in Copenhagen And I, when I was researching things to go and do in Copenhagen, it was like, check out Dua Lipa's, her, I don't know, her favourite burger joint, whatever he said. Tried it first day, felt incredible. On the last day, I was like, I'm not even hungry, but I need to experience that again.
Burger again, yeah.
So I got the burger. Nope, food poisoning.
Dua Lipa, that's your fault.
Ugh, and I hate throwing up.
What are you picking?
Maybe I have to be with someone I hate.
Dude, but you will have some separate, not like in the bed with you.
So when we're on a sun lounge, are they next to us?
Yeah, don't like, you're all part of a group. Well, I'm not saying you have to talk to them every time, but they're there. They're doing the stuff you hate. They're being rude to staff in front of you. Like they're, and they're part of your group.
Oh, no, I'll get food poisoning.
Okay, yeah. You're picking food poisoning.
I mean, yeah, I try not to hate anyone, but like I...
Okay, yeah, hate...
Yeah, I feel like there are rude people. I feel like there's a couple of people. I don't know if we've got anyone in common, actually, but I'm thinking about people on that list.
Janine from very... EastEnders.
Oh. Yeah, well, she pushed Barry down the hill.
As her character. I'm sure the person in real life. Yeah. I think her name's Charlie.
Charlie, she was on Dancing on Ice. Yeah. She's but lovely.
Flipping hell. I feel like every time we bring up a celeb... Yeah, he goes, oh no, we're on Doctor and Rules.
Yeah. Yeah. Between Doctor and Ice and the Rule for Monty's.
You've had a lot of celebs.
Yeah.
Janine as Janine, for me, that'd be who's coming on holiday with me. Sneaky, conniving, murderous.
Yeah.
Took out Barry, pushed him straight down the hill, mountain, wherever it was, cliff. Yeah,
that'd be the worst way to die.
What?
It was just a hill.
So unepic.
So you got to go on holiday with Janine.
But like, so not Charlie. Charlie.
I know real life Janine.
Thank you.
Oh, you mean like by name or by nature?
No, by nature.
Oh, you meant just someone
okay,
called?
Okay, yeah, so that person then. You got to go on holiday with
them. Oh, no, I'm telling you now, food poisoning.
Yeah. Food poisoning all day.
I'm food poisoning.
You're locking in food poisoning?
And I hate being sick, but I'm still picking food poisoning.
Yeah, food poisoning. What are you saying?
I think I might pick the person I hate.
Let me get my phone.
Yeah.
I'm going to type this person. Yeah.
And if I would go on holiday
with this
them.
Is so bitchy.
I know.
I love it. Come on.
Right. Let me see.
Yeah.
No way.
Salmonella's. Right. Let's.
We're going to interrogate someone.
Let's interrogate George, shall we?
Come on, let's go.
Come on, let's have it.
Quick fire, George.
And they will be quick fire.
It means answer quickly.
Okay. Would you rather wake up every morning with a different random celebrity's face or have a mariachi band enter your bedroom to wake you up every day?
Mariachi band. Okay.
Would you rather have a Netflix documentary drop about you with wildly inaccurate information about your past or have thousands of people review your personality on TripAdvisor?
TripAdvisor?
Yeah.
Would you rather be allergic to Wi-Fi or have to wear medieval armour every time you sleep?
Oh, I'd love to have the armour every time I sleep. Put me at ease.
Yeah, sick. Would you rather be stuck in a never-ending pub quiz or be in a WhatsApp group chat with five people you severely dislike and you're not able to turn off notifications?
Probably the WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have a tiny clone of yourself who lives in your pocket or have to yell showbiz every time someone opens a pack of crisps?
That one. That. Yeah. Can I say that's showbiz, baby? Can I do that?
You want to say that?
Yeah. That's showbiz, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. 100%. A tiny version of yourself in your pocket.
Yeah. I mean, gross.
I like that you went for mariachi band every time.
Yeah. Because that's how it feels. We get up really early for Kiss breakfast. Yeah. My alarm goes off about 3 a.m. I don't care what alarm tone I set, it feels like that anyway, so I'd rather have the band walk in.
Yes, but it's all annoying
noise. It's all annoying noise.
Would you rather have a mariachi band or the TGI's workers singing happy birthday?
Nothing. No one's ever going to beat the TGI's. Yeah.
Happy.
Oh, I love them.
So good.
When it said wake up with a different random celebrity's face, do you mean like the face is in the bed or you have no face?
You have the face. Yeah, you look like a murderer.
Oh, we're going to say, because it was a wake up with a different face. I was like, that's horrific. But you mean have the face?
Yeah.
Fine, okay. And then can I just big you up for reading mariachi? Because I saw that sentence and went, what does that say? And you just very confidently reeled off the word.
I did just commit. What about earlier, when we were talking about, I was like, is it acai bowl or acai? And he went, what? And then he realised, he was like, oh, I call them acai bowls.
Yeah, so it's A-C-A-I, right?
Yeah.
And I really thought they were acai bowls.
No.
It makes sense.
Really. Yeah, I know what you're getting at, but yeah.
Let's big up acai as well, who won't got to dance in 2010.
Yeah, man, you do that.
Yeah, okay.
No, quickly look in the camera.
Acai, if you're out there, bro.
He's out there. Yeah. He's not the Phantom of the Opera. He does exist, but he is out there, bro.
Acai, bro, you're out there, yeah? So big yourself up. Right.
That's it. He also didn't even commit. He looked down back at the cue card. He didn't even look in the camera when he said it.
Pick yourself up, Akai, yeah? You were sick, and I guarantee you're still sick.
You said you'd sleep in medieval armour.
I'd love
that. No, I get it, but that'd be really uncomfortable.
I don't think it'd be that uncomfortable. I sleep on the floor with no problem. You've seen me do that.
Yeah.
But we've got to do with
armour, though.
The armour? I don't mind being uncomfortable. Imagine just laying down and going,
but it'll be like, I'm sure your bum's probably raised a bit and your back and your head probably falling off.
Yeah, but you know, I'm a bit of a nerve, even though I can sleep anywhere, especially if I'm in like a hotel. Like,
I hear it.
Do you know what I mean? I'll put the ironing board against the door with the ironing balancing on top. So if anyone even nudges the door, bang, it'll wake me up. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Especially, like, one thing I cannot deal with is in interconnecting rooms. Because if I can, like, open my door and, like, you know, like, their door's locked or whatever, which should be, now I feel sorry for whoever's ever been next door to me because it's me just trying to open their door and trying to get in. No, but seriously, the fact I'm like, mate, so like we are connected here. You could just walk into my room. It freaks me out.
I love it
so,
when we have interconnecting rooms.
I don't.
I actually, that makes sense now. So I'm always knocking like, Jewel, come on. And like, I want a big room.
And then all you hear is, and it's me moving the table that I've dragged in front of the door. Yeah.
What, when you've got interconnected rooms?
Yeah. That happens quite a lot, annoyingly. I don't
really
know why. Yeah.
Because we're
a family suite. when it said here, when it said thousands of people review your personality on TripAdvisor, don't you think that's just like having loads of followers? Like, or people, to, I don't know, like people.
In
just,
a weird way.
People just getting at you because they follow you.
In a weird way.
Do you know what I mean?
No,
it depends on if it's a negative spin or not.
It's actually a really good way to describe it to someone. Like, you know, like when, because I mean, you guys know, I think we're all on the same page. Like, I love what we do. I love being in DV, love the job. But the fame part of it, you know, like that, people reviewing your personality, like, it's crazy.
But that's the thing, people reviewing your personality. It might be really nice stuff. You're going to get something. Like, you can look at any review of anything on TripAdvisor. It could be a perfect place. There's always going to be a couple of one stars.
Not everyone's
going to like everything. Not everyone's going to like you. I don't think I'm a horrible person. So I'd go for that rather than a Netflix documentary putting out stuff. Because if it's a Netflix documentary, well, I know I'm guilty of it. I'm taking that as gospel. Yeah, but someone stuck a documentary on Netflix. I'm like, they've got to have done their research. It's got to be correct.
But take the same principle. What if it's wildly positive and they're like, Jordan Banjo's done this and he
saved three cats from Greece. I'm like, yes, that was me. I did that. I promise. Yeah. Right, it's time for a Would You Rather from one of our Brolos.
Hey. Brolos.
I'm really enjoying saying Brolos for like the Brothers Uncovered community here.
Yeah,
I love it.
Brolos, great name.
I'm feeling it.
It's from, excuse the pronunciation here, Edigal or Edigal?
Edigal.
Edigal. Edigal. Right, okay. Edigal, would you rather save one species from extinction or discover 10 new species?
Ooh, great question.
Now, let me just quickly say.
Great question.
Discovering 10 new species is really cool, but you're not creating them.
Exactly.
They already exist. That's the thing. If you save one from, like you're saving something as opposed to just finding out what something is. They're already there. Someone else could discover them at some point. I think you've got to go from save one from extinction.
Well, that question is an ego highlighter. Anyone that says, I'd discover 10 new ones, you're not doing anything apart from putting your name to finding them.
Yeah, but imagine if you found like a dinosaur.
What?
Like if dinosaurs still existed.
They do, crocodiles.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, if I discover like a new form of T-Rex, do you know what I mean? You discover something that's sick.
Yeah, so?
Yeah, exactly.
I think save something from dying off.
Yeah, I think that's more important.
Wait, you're going to feel really bad now. Didn't like the last white rhino in the wild died recently. Yeah, I think the last one died really recently.
Yeah.
And genuinely, I'm not just saying this, like, it's not a joke. It was genuinely really sad. Like I was kind of reading it, just thinking, that's just gone.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That's insane. Yeah, so
it's super sad.
If you could go back in time and save anything.
Yeah, what would you save?
What would you go?
Mammoth.
Mammoth, okay.
Yeah, mammoth's cool, man. I feel like you hear about those all the time.
And dinosaurs, they don't care.
Well, they're trying to bring that back at the minute, aren't they, man?
Yeah, they are, yeah. Well,
like,
which is
they're
nuts.
Cooking up some crazy DNA. They're
cloning them and stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. They managed to sort of like, they've just completed the code, like the genome, so they know technically they could do it.
It does sound like, it feels like film stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you're going to save a woolly mammoth. What are you picking?
Saber-tooth tiger.
Oh, that was going to be my one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What an animal.
Oh,
are we just going through the Ice Age characters?
Yeah.
I feel like we're doing Power Rangers. One of the two.
Yeah.
Who had the mammoth?
Zach.
That was Black Ranger.
Yeah, Black Ranger, Zach, mammoth.
Now I don't know what I would say. Now you've taken saber-tooth tiger. Dodo. Extinct.
Yeah.
They're little birds. They're the ones that can't fly. They're just a bit of a rubbish bird.
Should we quickly have it? Because I think this is, I feel like we're probably missing out. We might be going
look
to
look at
bait.
Best extinct animals. Not best, but.
Okay. Let's go. Dodo, mammoth.
Oh, is there a Tasmanian something on there? Like a Tasmanian dog?
Tasmanian devil. They're not.
Yeah, Tasmanian. Go on.
Megalodon.
Megalodon.
Oh! Megalodon is
pretty insane. Would you
want
to bring that back?
Yeah, of course. You want to just give life to anything.
Megalodon's sick.
Megalodon.
They think, though, that they're not extinct. They think there's still one floating around
in the deep. There's actually a lot on here. Tasmanian tiger.
Tasmanian tiger. So that's what I'll bring back.
Tasmanian tiger. Very good.
All right, so I think we can all agree.
Yeah, okay, fine.
We're going to save one.
We're going to save a species.
Pell, you agreed on that?
Yeah, I'm going to commit to an Irish elk. Yes, please.
Yes, please. Okay. Nice.
Bring back the Irish elks.
You know what it's time for, don't you?
Come on.
It's time for a massive big end.
Boom. Do you know what we should do for the massive big end?
What?
Bring back an animal from extinction.
I wish, because right now, I wish I could have done that last time, because I'm not going to lie, I feel sick.
Oh, yeah, to eat that cinnamon, isn't it?
I can still taste cinnamon all right, from then. Last time.
The wheel's
Where's
here.
The wheel?
Can we ask why Pell always spins the wheel?
Yeah, I'm going to spin it this time.
Oh, wait, no. Have you set this up?
No, I'm just saying I'm going to spin it.
Jordan's saying I want to spin it this time. You know, we took like a 20-minute break between filming this episode and the last one. He sat here the whole time perfecting his spin. He was perfecting the spin of the wheel.
Game's the game.
So if it's anyone, it's got to be Ash.
Game's the game.
It's going to have to be Ash.
Don't touch me.
Ash, this is what he's doing. Why? This is what he's doing.
Do you spin it then.
Okay, I'll spin it.
Oh, so everyone gets to go pop from me, is it?
No, I'm just saying, I'll be fair.
Oh, Ash or me? See what we're working with here.
This is what he does.
I'll spin.
This is what he does.
I'll spin.
Ah! He does that to me all the time. He winks and flicks his tongue.
Let him have a go. Come on, let him have a go.
I've never spun it.
Ash, if this lands on one of us... Then you're going to be.
But George, you better give it a whack, because if we deem it unworthy.
3, 2, 1, done.
Okay.
Come on, who's it landing
and
on?
Don't wiggle it. Stay still.
Yes! It's Perry! Oh, welcome to the show.
Hey, George. That was sick.
His fucker winked at me. And it pissed me off.
I didn't wink at him. Let's get this going. Don't hit. That's not nice. Come on, you got a choice to make.
Hell. Sorry, bro.
Come on. I love this wheel. This wheel is such a good thing.
Do you know last time I picked from the box, I went for speed because I thought luck would be my favourite.
Go for feeling.
And it really
That's bad. What I did with the wheel. I just not speed, feeling. And it worked really well for me. Go on, what you got? Read it out.
What's that noise?
Okay. Kendall says, would you rather spend the next podcast episode upside down in your chair?
Okay. No, that's wait.
Jesus,
that's
I'm gonna have a head rush.
Yeah,
that sounds easy. Yeah, but that's nuts.
That's difficult. That's really difficult.
Okay.
Okay.
Or
eat a food of the other two's choice.
Oh, nice. Nice. Woo! What are you going for, player?
What am I going for? Yeah.
The human feces.
That's why I can't choose that. That's annoying. Yeah, he gives, but he can't take. No, he can't take.
I want you to eat raw bacon. 4 rashers of raw bacon. That's what it's. I want you to eat a whole raw chicken. I want you to eat a whole raw chicken.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I want you to eat that.
I would die.
Okay. Not a whole raw chicken.
3 rashers of raw bacon. Wait, it's wild.
We'll pick something that's edible. So it's up to you. Can even eat something.
Yeah, but it'll still snake me with something that I will throw up over.
No, like what? The only thing is peanut butter. You've already done that.
Yeah, but it might also be nice.
That's true.
I might go get you sushi.
No, you won't.
Made of raw chicken.
Well, how about this? How about we promise to give you sushi?
Well, I promise to spend the next podcast episode upside down in my
head. No, Pell!
Yes, I will.
Pell, think about it. Right, before you commit.
What do you mean?
Have a practice. I'm going to let you have a practice.
Do you want to give us a preview? Just try it. Because it's the whole episode.
Because you've got to be in your chair as well. Okay.
Just like that?
Oh, no, Pell.
I'm going to be it's uncomfortable for me as well.
You can't do that.
Right, here you go. So, how you feeling, Pell?
Oh.
What was that?
I choked on my own saliva.
Right, you can't even see the screen. The way your head is just dunking out of shot.
I know.
So hang on, you're going to do a whole episode like that?
Oh, it's really uncomfortable.
That is, are you sure? Or you could just eat a food of
our
choice.
Yeah, but what's your choice going to be?
That's my point.
We don't know.
Ah, but you'll snake me, man. No. And then I'll end up really, really annoyed with the two of you.
Some kind of sushi, we said. We can give you
that. You won't give me sushi.
Listen, I promise. We'll give you sushi.
I'm staying like this the next episode.
Even if we promise to give you sushi.
Ash, you're both snakes.
No, I will shake
it. I just think it might impact the quality of the episode. It's up to you. You make your choice.
You've impacted the quality of the episode.
Okay.
By forcing me into this position here.
Well, I didn't. Blame Kendall. So.
Okay. Thank you, Kendall.
All right.
Thank you for listening and watching Brothers Uncovered.
There you go.
I will be spending the next episode upside down thanks to Kendall. do your thing. Like, subscribe, send us messages, do all of that. We love you.
Peace.
See you next week. Goodbye.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.